So you're probably thinking that the last thing the world needs after 2,000 years of this gospel talk is another sermon on love. Not again. Oh my God, that's all he talks about. That's all he says. Just love one another. That's all. It seems to be everywhere. Let's hear something new. Let's hear something different. It's the last thing we need right now. Well, sorry. I'm here to tell you it's the one thing we need right now. In fact, I would go so far as to say it's the only thing we need right now. If we could just get this one thing right, if we could just get this love thing right, it would change so much about our lives, about who we are, how we feel about ourselves, how we feel about other people, what our church looks like, what our family looks like, what our community and our world looks like. If we could just get that one thing right, that thing right there, if we could just love like Jesus, love like he did. You know what I say. You want to hear it again? Unconditional, all-forgiving, never-ending, just like Jesus. What's the problem? Me. Us. That's the problem. And you know, as I was thinking and praying about this week, about how I didn't want to do just another love sermon, you know, and have it left there and we walk out of here and love like we normally do all the time, I thought about what is the real hang-up? What about me? Why can't I love like Jesus? What's the problem? He asks us to do that. He wouldn't ask us to do it if we couldn't do it. He's willing to help us. He says even if we can do that, then they'll know we're his disciples. Must be some kind of requirement. Some qualification to be a disciple is to love like he did. You know, unconditional, all-forgiving, never-ending. And I thought, you know, how do I know this love? How do I know it works? How do I know I'm even capable of it? How would I know it if I saw it? And then I realized, you have seen it. You have experienced it. You know it because of how he loved you, how he loved me. And yet so often, still today, knowing that, I still feel unworthy of it. I almost feel ashamed to be loved like that because I know who I am. I know what I've done. I know my deeds and my words and, God help me, my thoughts. How could he love me 100% after knowing all of that? In fact, many times I'm even afraid to ask for it, much less receive it. I know I don't deserve it today. Just, I'll try to get through the day on my own without your love, Lord. Don't bother with me. It's just a waste of your time. I am not worthy of it at all. Move on to those who are worthy. There's so many in my life that are much more worthy than I am. Spend your time on them. Send them your love. But then I realize that's not how he loves. He already knows every single little tiny thing about me. My past. Right now. My future. He knows my sin inside and out. He knows my deeds, the ones that I've tried to keep secret, the things I did way back when that I try to ignore or deny or forget. He knows all those. He knows the words I've said to people, how they've come out, how the words that I use can burn people, scald them, hurt them. Or even more so, the words I say about people to other people. You know what I mean? How I talk about people behind their back. He knows all that. He knows every bit of it.
And here's the real kicker.
He knows all my thoughts. Every single one of them. There's nothing about me he doesn't know. And that's how he loves me. Because of who I am. Because of what I've done. Because of what I've said. Because of the way I think. He loves me unconditionally. All forgiving. Never ending. So I figured today the first step for us might be, let's back up a little bit before we get into this love thing. And let's look at ourselves and our relationship with Jesus. How we relate to Jesus. How we come to him or do not come to him. How we receive his love or do not receive it. How we stand before Jesus today. I've got a little short video to help us kind of get our hearts there. You see, I began to realize that the biggest hurdle for me to be able to share the love of Jesus is my inability to receive it just like he gives it, so that I'll know it. Have you ever thought about that? When I do something good, maybe even great for someone, I'm all about hugging Jesus, talking to him, sharing my experience with him, having him be a part of that. But there's a lot of times in my day when I close that door, when I'm not with him, when I'm behind a wall and don't even want him around. I'm not worthy of his presence. You see, I've still got this concept in my head that somehow I have to earn his love, his presence in my life, for me to be a disciple, to be part of what he wants for me. I have to be good enough. You know, I have to live up to his standards. That doesn't happen a whole lot for me. And then I realized I just imposed my form of love on him. My form of love that when I love people, when they live up to my standards, and that I love people when they do great things, and that I love people under my conditions. And that's not how he loves. And that's the only way he can love me, is to not love like I love, but to love like he loves. The only way I can really receive his love is for it to be unconditional. You see? Because I can't meet the conditions, if there were any. The only way I can receive his love is if it's all forgiving. Because I need forgiveness every single day. And the only way his love will see me through is if it's never ending. Because if it ends, I'm left hanging. And that's the love I actually do receive. That's actually available all the time. That's the love he wants me to show others. How big is that love? Rich, that love is this big. This big. What does that mean? That Jesus' love is this big. What does it mean? There's four things that love means that he wants us to take to the world. That love right there, that love on the cross, is selfless. It's not about self. It's selfless. Self doesn't come into play in it. It's not about self. It's about two other things, and two other things only. God and everybody else. God and everybody else. That's where my love should go. I know that's possible because that's how he loved me. It's the only way I get his love. That love is selfless. That love right there is sacrificial. Love really means something when you have to do something for someone you wouldn't ordinarily do. I can love a lot of people when they ask me to do things for them that are right up my wheelhouse, fit right into my schedule, and are relatively easy and comfortable. I'll show you my love. But what if I have to sacrifice time, change plans, spend some money, go a distance, go places I don't want to go? You see, that's the real test of love. Go to that cross for Jesus. That's sacrificial love. And because it's selfless, it becomes natural. A selfish love doesn't sacrifice. A selfless love is sacrificial because you're already sacrificing yourself. See? That kind of love, that love on the cross is understanding. It's understanding of exactly who we are. Every single one of us. He went to that cross for every single person in the room today, in the world today. And he knew all the little dirty details about each one of us. Imagine what a mountain that would form. And yet, he went for each one of us, understanding who we are. The hurdle I can't get over, the willingness to understand who I am. Why can't I meet the standard? Why can't I meet his qualifications? Why can't I earn his love? Why am I not worthy? I am. I'm not. He knows that better than I do. He knows about it, about every single one of us, about every single one of you. And it's okay. That's why he loves you that way. That's what that's all about. Is he took on all those failures, shortcomings, sins, and carried them with him to the cross so that you could be loved perfectly by God. That's what he did. He gathered it all in. Mine, yours, everyone's. That love is understanding. And yes, that love is all forgiving. May love you today, just like Jesus, but don't screw up one more time, or that's it. Anybody meet that standard? Sorry, I just thought something and I just lost it. Right? It has to be all forgiving. It's all forgiving forever. Already for the things we haven't done yet. It's that kind of love. All forgiving. So here's the deal. For this not to be just another message about love, we've got to do something different. Like, we have to put it into action. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that we read about and hear about that do amazing things to show their love for Christ. They cross amazing boundaries. They take amazing risks to show their love for Christ. Those things are inspiring and admirable. And I could stand up here today and tell you about five of them, and you'd be inspired and feel good about it. You know, but what I realized was, this love thing, this love like Jesus thing, isn't about making spiritual headlines. It's not about doing the spotlight kind of things that turn into books and movies. You know what I found out? It's about daily life. It's about how we change our daily life. How we change our heart and our mind every single day. Now, loving those that already love us, that are part of us, that are with us every day, that's a first step. That's how we begin to understand unconditional love. In our class today, it was brought up about how we love our children. Right? Do we let our children make mistakes? Do we let our children slip up? Sometimes even in major ways, do we still love them? Absolutely. Right? Unconditionally. All forgiving. Never ending. We know that love. Did you know every single person on earth is worthy of that love? Including us. Do you know they already get it from Jesus Christ? Do you know that that's why He wants us to show it to them? Because they may not even realize it. They may have never seen that love. They may have never heard about it. That you may be the only gospel they'll ever read in their lives by how you love other people. So let's just take this week. You know, I like to break things down into weeks. Who is it that's really got you upset? Who is it that brings up the anger or the fear or the hate in your life? It may be out of the headlines. It may be a neighbor. It may be a family member. It may be a pastor. This week, flip it around. Forget about needing to judge them, assess them, and deciding whether you like them or not, right? That only leads you in to a path of unlovable. Why don't, before you go through any of that process, okay, here's the deal. Before you go through any of that that comes so natural to us, just love them first. Make your default feeling about them love. How would you respond if I love them? What would that look like to love that person first? I mean sincerely. It will definitely change the way you respond to them, right? But here's the best part. It will change you more than anything. It will teach you how to do that. And that is not just a remedy for our relationship with other people, but it's a way to heal ourselves of the anger and the fear and the hate that we all carry in our dark hearts, you know, that holds us down, that holds us back, that prevents us from doing that right there. Now, last word. If you're willing to try that, know this. Don't try it alone. You can't do it. And if you're sitting here right now thinking, I can never do that, you're right. But that's why we have Jesus. And that's what the Holy Spirit is all about. So when Jesus said He came so the whole world might be saved and that we're the ones who are supposed to love like He does, that's the Holy Spirit's work. We are His hands. We are His feet. We are His hearts. Don't try this alone. It can be very dangerous. Take your Christ-like spirit with you. Become a little Christ. Respond to it like Jesus would. And when you take Him with you, you can do
that. I am.
You can do that with Jesus Christ leading you. That's what the power of the Holy Spirit's all about. To do things that you could never do alone. And when you do that, you create miracles. Miracles. Things that you couldn't do alone, but that only God could do. You can create miracles with your love. Now, why do we do it? Because that's what really changes the world. Of all the sermons about all the issues there are, it all comes back to this one topic. Love like Jesus. Friends, that's how we change the world. It's the only way we really change the world. It's how we change our life and our families and our churches and our communities in the world. Right there. Love like Jesus. Willing to try that this week? Now here's the best part. Here's the finale. When we learn how to do that, then we form a community right here that does it together.
Can you imagine being part of a community where you don't have to have secrets? Anybody want to reveal any secrets, by the way, this morning? True love, right, allows us to be ourselves and not have to worry about knowing anything about ourselves we need to keep secret. True love allows that. Let's move in that direction. Let's practice this week, all right? And let's come back next week, and I'll ask you for a checkup on how that went. I want every single one of you, don't pick an easy one now. I want you to pick somebody truly that causes you angst, that conjures up feelings of hate, and learn how to love that person this week. Take Jesus with you and see what effect that has on your relationship and, more importantly, you. That's my 4,572nd message on love, right? But it's my favorite. Amen.